For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Hospital beds across Missouri are at nearly 80% capacity, and capacity is even more limited in intensive care units as the coronavirus pandemic continues its autumn surge. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services yesterday cited 2,805 hospitalizations statewide, double the number from a month ago. The state's COVID-19 dashboard notes that just 21% of capacity remains at hospitals, and ICU capacity is down to 17%. Bed capacity is at 13% in Northwest Missouri, 17% in the St. Louis region, and 19% in Kansas City. ICU capacity is at 13% in the southwestern part of the state and in St. Louis. Boone County leaders discussed a possible countywide mask mandate last night at the Boone County Commissioners meeting. This follows reports of rising COVID-19 cases. The Columbia Missourian reports the commissioners will consider a short-term renewable mandate around the 1st of December. The discussion came after Columbia/Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning said the number of active COVID-19 cases in the county increased by 371 this weekend to a total of 9,452. Browning says the record number of hospitalizations is straining local hospitals. There have been 23 deaths due to COVID-19 in Boone County. Five of those deaths were reported last week. Two Mizzou students have been hospitalized due to COVID-19, according to the Mizzou Show Me Renewal Dashboard. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
Christian Basie is a spokesperson for the University of Missouri system and says one of the students has already been discharged, and both of them were non-traditional students above the average age of a college student.
We have feel that the university and our community has done a phenomenal job this semester. It has taken hundreds of faculty and staff and students, and we've seen great compliance across campus. We do not want to let down our guard now.
Basie says even though students are advised to remain at home after Thanksgiving break, the university will continue to monitor COVID-19 cases among the student body, as well as among faculty and staff. He added that when surveyed, more than 1,100 on-campus students reported that they plan to remain on campus during break, and another 1,100 reported that they will be returning afterward.
We hope that that will actually keep the cases among the student body low. We continue to have what we consider to be a very low rate of active cases, especially when you compare it to our peak, which was back on Labor Day weekend.
As of noon on Monday, November 23rd, Mizzou had 140 active student COVID-19 cases, which is 0.5% of the student body. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.